This is the Business Leadership Series Minute with your host, the best-selling author of Don't Buy a Duck, and founder of MarketingStrategyHero.com, Derek Champagne.
We have Michael Dweck with us today. He is a Shark Tank veteran. He's a co-founder of Basic Outfitters. This is a really cool company. You've seen him on Shark Tank. They've been featured on Good Morning America, Forbes 30 Under 30, Men's Health, Vogue, and many others. People, welcome to the program today, Michael.
Thank you for having me.
So take me to Shark Tank. I read somewhere where you applied through just kind of a generic email address. Love it.
So Laura and I were just talking one night and we just said, you know, this would be a great experience. Why don't we do it? And we studied the sharks. We always watched. It was kind of like a night on the couch for us, was just watching Shark Tank.
And right.
We said all of these sharks bring tremendous value. Why don't we do it? And I actually was the naysayer. I said, Laura, I'm reading online that it's like 0.1 or 0.01% of people get on the show. Hmm. And she's like, who cares? So we sent a blind email to casting or at ABC or sharktank.com. I don't remember.
Right.
And heard nothing. Radio silence. And we're sitting at dinner maybe 2-3 months later. We're about to sit down at dinner and I get a phone call from an unknown number in California. And I never answer unknown numbers. And I looked at Laura, I was like, I think I'm gonna answer this. And she's like, okay. Turns out I left her at the table for somewhat of like an hour. Turns out to be a casting member of Shark Tank, and they were just asking us questions about the business. And they were like, okay, so the next step is, I can't really get into what the next step was, but they were like, you have a little homework and here's what you have to do. And it's due by 3 days, in 3 days. I said, oh, okay, all right, I could do that for you. Ran back to the table. She was like, what was that? You just left me sitting here like alone. and I was like, Laura, Shark Tank just called us and they're interested. So we got to work with all the homework and we got it done.
And you're simplifying that too, because we've interviewed several people that have been on the show, deal or not, and they talk about what a beast it is for several months to go through that.
So I liken it as a second job, and Laura likens it to a business boot camp.
Wow. Okay.
So So we got back to we had our dinner. And then we went straight back to the office. We had a whiteboard session, which is my favorite thing.
Yes.
We said, what's going to be the angle here? How are we going to accomplish these tasks that they're asking us? And we came to the conclusion that whatever we do, we're going to treat it as a job interview. No matter who we speak to during the process, no matter what we do, this is going to be a job interview. And whatever they ask us to do, we're going to do it 120%.
Hmm.
It was funny. I remember that weekend, my entire family was going away together. And I made the executive decision where I called my mom and I said, I can't come. And I'm gonna focus on this, and we did, and so we submitted it back to the casting director, and they emailed us back, thank you. If you hear from us, you hear from us, and if you don't, you don't.
Right after all that next work, yes.
So
when did you hear from them again?
Yeah, so to make the story, I'll tell you a little bit more about the story.
Yes, please.
Entertaining. Laura and I were planning. We always wanted to go to Japan, and we decided that we were going to do a trip to Japan as our anniversary trip, in conjunction with a business trip overseas to go look at some new factories.
Hmm.
And you know, you get a little bit of the business and pleasure.
Right.
And so Laura was like, you know what? I really don't want to go to Japan. I think that we need to get back to work immediately. And I was like, no, it's fine. She's like, well, what if Shark Tank calls? And I said, Shark Tank's not going to call for a little bit. Trust me. Look at how the first time worked out. And that was like 3 months. And right. So I convinced her. I was like, we have once in a lifetime opportunity. You know, Japan's a very expensive trip. We're going all the way across the world anyway. Let's just do a stopover and we'll go see we'll go see what we want to see in Japan and all the sites. And I finally convinced her. So we did. We land in JFK back from the trip. Land in JFK. I wake up the next morning and I have a email from Shark Tank that says, "Hi, we're trying to get in touch with you. Please call us. Please call us today."
Hey, if you're a small business owner and you need help working through some upper limit challenges, you need a board of personal advisors, you need help with your growth, go visit DerekChampagneMastermind.com.